Leonard O'Donnell and the gang at the Elks Club down at Ottawa, Illinois, all pulling for the White Sox. And here's Minnie Minoso up to lead off. Come on, let's get this fellow some runs. He's pitching terrific ball. Minoso has flied out to left field, to right field, and to right field in three tries. And the pitch, a ball way off the corner, ball one. You know, when Tommy Burns sent Donovan down that time, he thought he'd hit him, too. He ran into the plate to inquire about him. And also, here's a high fly ball that's going to curve, and it's going to go foul down the left field line. One of the very few fast, real fastballs that he's thrown, and that pitch was right at Donovan's head. Boy, he went down in a heap. But Yogi had stuck his glove in front of him, and the ball had just nicked the glove and rolled off a couple of feet to the right of the plate. Donovan was sure unnerved by it all. Come on, Minnie, start it off. Minnie Minoso, 260 hitter with 35 runs batted in. And a swing and a foul up in the stands here to the right. 1-2. Now, the White Sox offense tonight has been a single in the first inning by Kell, a single in the second inning by Busby, and two hits in the third inning, one by Fox and one by Kell, four singles. And also trying to get it started here in the seventh inning. And a swing and a ground ball to short. Picked off by Hunter, the peg, he's out, one away. Minoso grounds right at Hunter, and Hunter threw him out, one away. Here's Nelson Fox. Fouled out, singled, and bounced out. Nellie Fox, number two in the back of his gray uniform, Kell in the on-deck circle. And the pitch, a swing foul ball on the wire here to our left. One strike. Let's pause for station identification. This is WCFL, the voice of labor in Chicago. Tommy Byrne roughing a new baseball around in his hands. Here comes the next pitch, a swing and an easy tap to the mound. There's the peg. He's out by 30 feet. That's going to bring up George Kell. Two hits and a base on balls. Up three times on three times. Kell the batter. Left-hander Tommy Byrne leans forward on his left foot, and a slow ball strike around the middle. Came in there as big as a balloon. Slow ball just caught the outside corner at the knee. Strike one. Yankees are leading 1-0 in the seventh inning on a home run by Yogi Berra. Slow ball and a long foul down the left field line. Strike two. Now the plate umpire McKinley steps out with the whisper room and cleans the plate. Yankees have one run, seven hits, two errors. White Sox, no runs, four hits, no errors. Tommy Byrne readies again. Leans forward on his left foot. Now Kell steps up. Boston 3 and Cleveland 1 at the end of seven innings. Here comes the pitch. Slow ball and a ground ball to second. Picked off by the second baseman. The peg, he's out. Tommy Byrne came right back with another slow ball. Kell tried to hit it into right field, but bounced to McDougal, an easy play, and he was thrown out. Three up and three down, and the White Sox have not had a hit in one, two, three, four innings off of Mr. Byrne. And Dick Donovan, who is pitching a fine game, boys just can't get any runs for him. The score, at the end of the first half of the seventh inning, the New York Yankees 1, our White Sox nothing. Here's Billy Hunter stepping up to lead off. Billy Hunter popped out and flied off in two tries. He's facing Donovan for the third time. And Donovan has just picked up the rosin bag for the fourth time. Here's the pitch. Close, a ball. Dick Donovan, who has pitched marvelous ball for the White Sox this year, won 13 games and lost three. He's beaten the Yankees three times. Here's a curve and a ground ball to Chico's left. Stabs it. Up at the ball. There's the peg. He is out. Fine play by Carrasquel, who raced back a second base. Came up with a gloved hand stab on a ground ball and threw the batter, Hunter, out. Here's Norris. They hit, and he struck out twice. Norin batting left-handed. Now the windup in the pitch. A little bit too low. Ball one. Ball one. Number 25 on the back of his white uniform. Here's a swing and a very high foul that's coming back and going out of play. Sammy White just hit a home run for the Red Sox with nobody on in the eighth inning. And they're leading Cleveland 4-1. Ball one and a strike one count for Norin. Donovan gets the rosin bag. Now he's ready. That's the swing and a high foul into the upper deck off here to the left. And a ball one and a strike two count. This game is in the last of the seventh. There's only one run been scored. Sixth inning, Yogi Berra, the leadoff man, homered down the right field foul line. The ball stayed in and went into the stands for a home run. The outfield is playing Norin to pull. They're around to the right. He's a pretty good spray hitter, this fella. There is a fly ball to left field. Manoso back. He's under this ball. Has it. Two out. Here is the right fielder, Elston Howard. Struck out in the first, walked in the third, singled in the fifth inning, came in with a 311 batting average and 27 runs batted in, playing right field. Howard up. First pitch to Howard, a swing and a towering fly ball that's foul. Kell going over near the stands and reaches in and makes a one-hand stand for the inning. George Kell went over from the bag to the stands, leaned on the rail, and reached into the among the fans and grabbed that ball in his gloved hand for the out. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. The end of seven innings. The Yankees, one run, seven hits, two errors. The White Sox, no runs, four hits, and no errors. Well, fans, we're going into the eighth inning with Big Walt Dropo coming up to lead off. Popped out, walked, and hit into a force out. Byrne getting ready. Here's the first pitch, a swing and a line foul down the left field line. Well hit, but he over pulled it. And it went foul into the stand. Game tomorrow at 2 o'clock New York time, 1 o'clock Chicago time, 12:55 to all of our network stations. Tomorrow it's going to be a right-hander, Harry Bird, against a left-hander, Eddie Lopez. Walt Dropo, number 8 in the back of his gray uniform, is the leadoff batter here in the eighth inning. Slow ball and a swing and a fly ball to straightaway center. It's going to be caught out there. One away. He uses that slow ball with tremendous effect. Dropo lunged for that ball that time. Has looked as big as a basketball coming up there and hit an easy fly ball to center field. Here's Niemann. Niemann has been up three times, 0 for 3. One out and nobody on. Fastball outside, high a ball. Now, the last hit for the White Sox came with two out and a man on in the third inning when Cal singled, sending Fox to third. Dropo walked, loading the bases, but Niemann bounced out. The Sox have not had a hit since the third inning. Slow ball, it's outside, a ball, ball two. Frank Sullivan has gone all the way for the Red Sox tonight and has subdued the Indians. That game is in the ninth inning. 2-0 count here on Niemann. The next pitch, a fastball is in the dirt, and a walk, I'm sure I don't have to tell you, is every bit as good as a hit. Anything to get on against this fellow. Nothing count on Niemann. Stocky right-hand hitter, and a strike gets right across the knee. Ball three and a strike one count. Byrne fidgeting around, taking time. He decides to step off the rubber again and gets right back on it. Here comes the next pitch, and it's way outside, a ball. He walks. Well, that time, a very high outside pitch. Rivera's going to run for him. That puts a base runner on, and that is the sixth walk, one of those intentional. And it's going to bring up Busby, who has a hit and a walk. Here's the announcement. Center fielder Jimmy Busby, number 5 in his gray uniform, is in the batter's box. With a speedball, Rivera on first. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. A low pitch, ball one. Number 23, veteran left-hander Tommy Byrne. Used to be known as a wild man, but no more. This fellow's got to the point where he can get the ball over the plate. Next pitch, a swing and a foul. It's on the wire. One and one. See, there's a tremendous hole between the left fielder and the center fielder, right over the shortstop's head. If he could ever hit one out there, it'd roll all the way out there. There's a sign out there that says 457 feet. If he could ever hit that ball right over the shortstop's head where he's standing now, that ball would roll a block. Noren is playing him way over, and the center fielder, Mickey Mantle, is about 2 feet to the right field side of the center line. So it makes a tremendous hole out in left center field. Byrne has stepped off the rubber again and gone to the rosin bag. Yankees are leading 1-0 in the eighth inning on a home run by Yogi Berra. Here's Byrne again getting his sign. And the next pitch, a ball way outside at the letters, 2-1. A little wild streak here would help. Anything to get on. Very big ball game, and the Yankees are leading on a home run by the Yogi Man. He won the last game for them Sunday with a home run against Kansas City. Here comes the next pit runner going down, a hit and run play. The ball, a fly ball to the right, going to be a double play. The throw in the first, and it is a double play in the carrying. With the hit and run sign on, Rivera running. Busby hit a fly ball to short right field. Elston Howard coming on was in great position to throw. Fired that ball to Scourin. And Rivera was doubled off to retire the side. A double play and the 107th of the year for the Yankees. No runs, no hits, a walk, nobody left. And the score at the end of the first half of the eighth inning, the New York Yankees 1 and the White Sox nothing. Jim Rivera is now playing in right field. And coming up for the Yankees in the bottom of the eighth, McDougal. He has a hit, a strikeout, and a force out. First pitch, curve, strike around the knee. With a fast man on first base, the White Sox had the hit and run on with Rivera running. And Busby trying to hit that ball to right field, did hit it to right field, but it was a low fly ball. And Howard, coming on, grabbed that ball at his knees and fired it into first for a double play. Here's a swing and a foul tip. Strike two. Nobody on and nobody out. The Yankees are leading 1-0 on one run, 7 hits, 2 errors. The White Sox, no runs, 4 hits, no errors. Donovan getting ready. Leans forward on his right foot. Here comes the pitch and a swing and a foul on the wire. Donovan had won 8 straight before dropping a decision to Boston in a relief stint on Saturday. Has 3 wins, no losses in competition with the Yankees this year, winning 5-3, 2-1, and 8-6. The other 2 losses suffered by Donovan were in games in which his teammates were shutouts. He has pitched 4 shutouts, has an earned run average going into this game of 2.80. And here tonight, he's held these powerhouse Yankees to 1 run. And a curve and a ground ball to third. Cal gloves it. There's the peg across. High, but Groppo got it. Got back in the bag. He's out. 1-1. Cal let loose of a high throw, but Groppo jumped to the foul side of the bag, grabbed the ball, and got back onto the bag in time to get the out. Here's the hand is for Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra led off in the sixth inning with a home run into the right field seat. And so far, that is the only run of the game. The first pitch to Yogi Berra went way over the catcher and the batter and up against the screen. That's the second one that Dick has let slip. It just got away from him. Now he's set. Ball way outside. Ball two. One out and nobody on in the last of the eighth inning of a 1-0 game. First game of a 3-game series. White Sox move from here to Washington for a night game on Friday, an afternoon game on Saturday, and a big doubleheader on Sunday. Donovan leans forward on his right foot. That is a ball off the corner above the knee, ball three. One to nothing, eighth inning. Yankees lead. Donovan and Byrne have gone all the way. Yankees one run on seven hits. White Sox no runs, four hits. The pitch in there on the inside corner, a strike. 3-1. Yogi registered a mild complaint, so the crowd takes its cue from there and starts to howl a little bit at the umpire. Ball three and a strike one count on the Yogi man. Now the windup and the next pitch to him. Ball four. Walker. Mickey Mantle walked in the first inning, grounded to Fox in the fourth inning, went out on an unassisted play to the first baseman in the sixth inning. When you can hold this dynamite-packed lineup to one run, you're really pitching. Well, the White Sox try as hard as they can here tonight, just cannot seem to get Donovan any runs. A ball is outside at the knee. Now, in his other starts against this club, the White Sox have done pretty well for him. They got him 5 runs in the first game, 2 runs in the second, and then got him 8 runs in the third. But tonight, they just can't seem to get those hits against Byrne. Mantle, a big swing and a foul. Back on the wire. A ball one and a strike one count. Score, the widely heralded left-hander, who got a tremendous build-up the beginning of this year coming up with Cleveland and had almost 400 strikeouts in the association, has found the American League quite different. He was battered out again tonight by the Boston Red Sox. Ball one and a strike one count. Here is a ball that's low. The Yankees, we were down there in the dugout tonight, were high in praise of Billy Pierce. The boys thought that in the All-Star game, he was a standout over anybody. Right now, the way he's pitching, he is just about the number one left-hander in this league. Ball two and a strike one count. A swing and a very high fly ball, but short in right field. Fox can get it. Rivera can get it. Fox is going to, and he does. Mantle hit that ball, a tremendously high fly ball in the short right field that Nellie Fox and Rivera probably could have had a little chat waiting for that ball to come down, but it finally did, and Fox grabbed it for the out. Here is Scarron. Hit into a force play in the first inning with the bases loaded. Doubled in the fourth inning and was out trying for third. Singled to center in the sixth inning. First pitch to him, outside and low, a ball. Ball one. Bill Scarron, first baseman of the New York Yankees, bats right-handed as Casey Stengel has gone away from the two platoon system. Here's a ball. It's close. Formerly, until a couple of weeks ago, against right-handers, he had Collins in right field and Robinson at first base. But now he's staying with Scarron and Elston Howard, two right-hand hitters against all types of pitching. Two and nothing count on Scarron. Guy's got the build of a blacksmith. Yogi on first. A curve and a ground ball to short. Chico, big hop, easy play. Force at second. At the end of eight full innings of play, the Yankees, one run, seven hits, two errors. The White Sox, no runs, four hits, and no errors. At the end of the game, well, sir, this ball game has moved into its final stanza. The closing chapters as the White Sox still try to score here on a former teammate, left-hander Tommy Burns. And here is Chico Carrasco. Come on, Chico. He struck out in the second, grounded out, and popped out. And he is the leadoff man in the ninth inning. Here's the first pitch, and it's a good curve at the letters to strike. Never too late in a ball game, as you all know. Lead is only a run. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a high foul. It's coming back, and it's out of play. Remember to stay tuned after the ball game for all the scores. A lot of the National League games are not even half over as yet. Here are the White Sox trying to get into the score column with Byrne. And Chico, right-hand hitter up there. He's in the hole with two strikes on him. Here comes the pitcher. Swing and a hit to left field. It's going to drop in. The left fielder goes for the ball. A tremendous catch by Norin. There was a low line drive that Norin left his feet, rolled over, and it looked like he had lost the ball, but he came up with the ball after rolling over completely out there, and the second base umpire had run out and called him out, and there is the play of the night. There was a tremendous, unbelievable play by Norin of what looked like a sure hit into left center field. He dove, left his feet, and dove through the air, rolled completely over, and came up with that ball in one of the finest catches I've seen all year long. So there was real highway robbery as Norin comes up with a tremendous play. Here's Lawler and a strike right across the way. Well, I seldom call a play a hit when it isn't a hit, but that had all the earmarks of a hit. And I never thought that Norin could catch that ball. He dove. He must have gone through the air 4 or 5 feet and rolled completely over. The crowd, everybody in the park stood up. That was easily the play of the night. Now the next pitch to Sherman Lawler and a ball. It's in too close. If that ball had gotten away, that would have been it. That ball would have gone all the way out to that auxiliary scoreboard in left center field. Absolutely amazing catch. Lawler is hit with a pitch ball. Yogi started to argue with the umpire at the plate on that high inside pitch that he hadn't been hit. And the umpire at the plate, short of patience, said, go on down to first base, and walked away from Yogi, and he wouldn't talk anymore about it. So Lawler is hit with a pitch ball, and we're going to get a pinch runner for him, Connie Jones. Going to get a pinch hitter for the pitcher. Bob Kennedy coming out.
Number 44, Connie Johnson. Number 44.
Bob Kennedy is stepping into the batter's box. Batting 229 with 14 runs batted in, four doubles, two triples, and one home run. Come on, Bob. This fellow's come up with some very timely hits in the last couple of weeks. Connie Johnson at first base, running for Lawler. Bob Kennedy in the batter's box. Slow ball. It's high, in close, a ball. One man on. Here's Byrne again getting a sign. Looks over at first. And a tap to the pitcher. Back to second. Maybe a double play. Out over the first. Out. The game's over. Bob Kennedy taps to the pitcher. Byrne turned and fired to second base. Back over to first base. And it's their second double play of the night. They're 108th of the year, and the ball game is over. On that ball, Kennedy was backing away. He didn't mean to hit it. The ball hit the end of the bat and dribbled out toward the mound, and Byrne turned it into a fast double play. So there is a tough ending to what looked like a great start of the inning, when a circus catch in one of the greatest I have ever seen by Norin took an extra base hit away from Chico Carrascal to start the inning. How he got that ball, I will never know. But it was easily one of the greatest catches of the year, and I'm sure that the Chicago sports writers will bear me out. That was really something. Looked absolutely impossible, but he grabbed it, rolled over, and that was the play of the night. And as it turned out, that was the ball game. And so the final score here at New York, the New York Yankees 1 and the White Sox 0. Well, in reviewing this ball game, one swing by Yogi Berra is the difference in this ball game between winning and losing. And a tremendous catch by Norin. Those were the highlights offensively and defensively in the game. Norin's diving, somersaulting catch out there of what looked like it was going to be a double or a triple certainly was the defensive standpoint of the game as far as the Yankees are concerned, because the Sox there would have had a man on second, or if that ball had gone by him, it had gone all the way out to that fence out there, possibly a triple. He took a gamble and he got the ball. And Yogi Berra's swing and long fly ball into the right field seats in the sixth inning was the game. Now, the Yankees had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 men left. The White Sox had 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 men left. The winning pitcher in the ball game was Tommy Byrne, who continues to confound the experts with his fourth or fifth comeback attempt, and this is his best. He's better now than he ever was. Now he knows what he's doing, and he can get the ball over the plate. He's the winner tonight to make his record 9-2. Dick Donovan gets the loss here, and as I said many times tonight, when you hold this powerhouse Yankee ball club to one run in their ballpark, you really deserve to win. But tonight, the White Sox, who got him 5 runs, 2 runs, and 8 runs before in competition with the Yankees, just found Mr. Byrne, a former teammate, a real conundrum here, and they just could not get a run.